K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State alum, graduated 2013 from Kansas State University. It's your first time listening to this Purple Project Podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this another. Well, actually, as I'm thinking about it, this is going to be the first weekend. I believe tomorrow is the last day of February. I'm recording this on Thursday, February 27, 2025, by the way. Thank you for tuning in. Let me double check here before I fast forward too quick. In the March, obviously. Let me see here if I can pull up what I'm going to do. Oh, yeah. So basically, this will be the first weekend of March. So tomorrow will be the last day of February. This will come out almost around this time tomorrow. Around 7-ish, so first weekend of March, folks, for Kansas State Athletics, and we got some things going on out there in Manhattan, Kansas this weekend here, as I go ahead and pull up my other tab here, tab for the K-State weekend schedule, obviously, highlighted by first, obviously, women's tennis kicks the weekend off again on Friday against UCF. What is it doing? this laptop. But anyways, 44th rank UCF comes calling to Manhattan. When I'm recording this on Thursday night, so when y'all listen to this, it will be already be done. This matchup between 44th ranked UCF between the women's tennis team, who I believe was ranked 51st or 50th somewhere in there. Your own K-State women's tennis team has been doing some big things. K-State women's tennis coming in here or welcome to UCF. K-State is 50th ranked. You would have told me that at the beginning of 2025, or really a couple of months ago. Coming now, I would have told you, I don't know, but they've been impressive. And of course, I recorded an episode earlier, which has not been aired yet, about one of the women's tennis players for K-State getting Big 12 Player of the Year. That was Marlogo C. Again, getting Big 12 Player of the Week. She's been on a roll, so hopefully she can keep that going. During her singles match / doubles. And then we also recorded a track and field episode. As K-State Indoor will begin pursuit as trying to be right there in the thick of the Big 12 championship meet. That's going down in Lubbock, Texas. And when this comes out again, that will be ongoing. So that's going on through Friday and Saturday. And then baseball. I was going to do a solo separate episode. And maybe I'll still... And maybe I still will do one here as K-State baseball coming off of a sweep in the Amity Bank College Baseball Series against 3 ranked opponents and then owning Arkansas, yes sir, and then beating Michigan, who was ranked 25th, and then apparently got the rankings wrong with TCU. They're in the top 20. But anyway, they're ranked anyway. But to beat all 3 of those, you have momentum going in, and your biggest challenge now in the Frisco Classic, you got to go back down to Texas. They're probably down there as I speak. In the afternoon, first pitch after 2 o'clock, LSU comes calling there. And we're going to have postcast. So by the time I get done with my other run, my group run, tomorrow night, Friday night, KCRC, Kansas City Running Club, for those who don't know the acronyms to that, I will do a postcast right there on the spot. So, immediate reaction following that game, LSU. Ooh! So, we'll see what happens there with that. So, we'll have postcasts, like usual. So, if you're new to this podcast, you're a K-State fan, you're new to this podcast, well, we do a postcast after mostly every event, whether that's football, men's, women's, basketball, you get the drift there. As well, this is the weekend edition here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. This will be heading in to the very first weekend, first couple of days of March. Eddie Greer III here on this good evening here on a Thursday here in Kansas City after recording this weekend episode. We already mentioned track. That's going to continue right on into Saturday. And then baseball continues their Frisco Classic as they'll be the dissident home team against Sam Houston. That is a noon first pitch. So you're going to get an immediate reaction right after these games because I'm going to be doing my thing, running around, per usual, around between Missouri and Kansas. And then by the time I'm done with the afternoon, that should be done. We'll see what happens there as well with that. So Sam Houston, that's game two. And then a big Sunday for K-State Athletics. Tennis, again, at home, hosting Houston. And Houston, they're not ranked on here as well. How about men's golf? Men's and women's golf. How about this? We're going to have a 2-for-2 deal here, folks. Men's and women's golf in action on Sunday. Men at the Cullinan River Collegiate. I probably butchered the first name wrong. Michigan State apparently hosting that, as I see the Michigan State Spartan on the calendar head here on March 2nd, that's Sunday. So that's all day. And then the women's golf team, right? Women's golf team hosting the Mountain View Collegiate. Wait a minute. I thought they were going to row for this one. Maybe not. But anyways, it has our power count on it, so I got to assume that. But, yeah, so the Colleton River Collegiate for the men. And the men, they're coming off of a top three. No, they're coming off a top five finish in their recent Invitational. And the women's team, back-to-back podium finishes. They looked at another one. And then, of course, Sophie Burt had a huge outcome party last week. There as well, as she made history herself. And if she can do that, along with what you get from Carla Barnett, the usual, this team's going to be lethal. So interesting to see what that's going to go down there as well. I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Yeah, that's going to continue on into Monday with both men's golf and women's golf as well. And for women's golf, that's going to continue right on into Tuesday, 3-day event all day long right there. So Casey Women's Golf will be busy right through Tuesday with a 3-day event with the Mountain View Collegiate. And the Colleton River Collegiate for the men, that looks like to be a 2-day event there. Then basketball all day long. So you're going to have front to back. Casey Athletics will be busy. Iowa State, Casey Women's Basketball. Last time I checked, they're ranked 14th in the nation there, looking to salvage a regular season win over Iowa State. The last time these two teams played, this match went in overtime back in Manhattan. K-State won that. Unfortunately, K-State now, as we're looking at the present time now, eliminated from Big 12 regular season championship contention. Thereafter, losing to Baylor, look to beat Iowa State. So we'll see if they can bounce back. Again, no Ayoka Lee there. And if you've listen to today's episode on Thursday, you would have saw another episode on a recent update now on Ayoka Lee's status. She will not be available until the NCAA tournament, so she will not play, as Jeff Mitty told Carrington Harrison on the drive on the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City next week. And if things shake out, I might have to shift something around. Again, we'll have to see about that. I might have to crash the party a little bit and go to a game here. Obviously, it'll be a K-State game, not no KU, no Iowa State game. It'll have to be a nighttime game, though. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, K-State's going to get a top four seed, obviously, in the Big 12 tournament. That's next weekend. I'm actually trying to play that conversation between Karen Harrison, 965 The Fan, and John and Jeff Mitty, who was on yesterday, for that. So maybe I'll try to do that before that goes down. And of course, men's basketball, the down pits of that's going to happen at both of these games going to happen simultaneously here. So K-State wins basketball on the road against Iowa State, and then K-State will host Colorado in Bramble Coliseum, and who knows who's going to show up fan wise out there as well after K-State stumbles yet again with a 4-point loss to UCF. And Colorado is the worst team in the league, so you got to throw your hands up in the air. We'll see what happens there. I'm not fully confident, but again, with all the stories surrounding this team from this year anyways, a loss to the worst team in the Big 12, that's just going to be probably going to be right up to the top of the heap. If you happen to lose to the worst team in the Big 12, you already lost to Arizona State, bottom feeders, UCF, bottom feeders, and now you host Colorado. Only 2 wins in the season. Bad basketball team. You have to win this basketball game, right? don't know. So we'll see what happens with this team, the adventures of this team. Obviously, I believe we're going to have Alex on, hopefully on Monday night, over on the Podbean app, Greer 3Ace Podcast. That's Greer 3Ace Podcast, G-R-I-R, the number 3-E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. So I'm gonna talk to Alex tonight. Hopefully get confirmation on that as I'm getting back on the horse. My voice finally getting back to what it is normally on here after maybe about a week of me struggling on this podcast. It feels good to finally be back full vocal, ready to rock and roll here as we are about to enter into March. That's what's ahead for KC Athletics here going into the last day of February and into the first couple days of March. KC men's and women's golf kind of head like that as well. The regular season finale for KC ladies basketball this weekend on Sunday, and of course the men. So these games are going to happen at the same time. We're all of them, for the exception of baseball that kicks off at noon, first pitch. And then you have the women's tennis team. So a full day of KC Athletics on Sunday. So we're going to have it all for you here going in through the first full week of March. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get, where a podcast is found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Again, like, subscribe, leave a rating, hit the alarm bell every time we upload an episode on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your K-State podcast. Y'all be first to be notified about it, folks. So we got a full suitcase ahead of sports. We're looking forward to it as well. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another weekend episode right here on the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.